Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. Ida B. Wise Smith, Temperance Movement in Iowa, April 17, 2019. Ida B. Wise Smith, Temperance Movement in Iowa. Ida B. Wise Smith became the voice of the temperance movement in Iowa in 1913 as the president of the Iowa Women's Christian Temperance Union, the WCTU. In 1933, she was elected president of the National Women's Christian Temperance Union. In addition to being a strong opponent of alcohol, Smith was a mother, a teacher, an advocate for women's and children's rights, and an ordained minister. She believed alcohol was a deadly narcotic, and while president of the WCTU, spearheaded a campaign to educate the public on the dangers of alcohol abuse. In 1927, Governor John Hamill named her Most Distinguished Woman in Iowa. Smith was posthumously inducted into the Iowa Woman's Hall of Fame in 1977. An article in the Waterloo Courier, dated February 17, 1952, was her obituary. Ida B. Wise Smith dies in hospital. This took place in Clarinda, Iowa. Mrs. Ida B. Wise Smith, 80, famed temperance leader and former national president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, died yesterday following a lingering illness. Mrs. Smith served as national WCTU president from 1933 to 1944. Previously, she was Iowa WCTU president for 20 years and was active in women's suffrage and child welfare movements. Death came at the Clarinda State Mental Health Institute, where Mrs. Smith had been a patient for 5 years. At the time she became a patient, the State Board of Control said her illness resulted from the effects of old age. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Christian Church in Hamburg, with burial in the family cemetery plot there. Mrs. Smith once summarized her outlook on life in these words: "I love God, my country, and little children. I hate the liquor traffic and abhor all vice." Mrs. Smith's 11-year tenure as national president of the WCTU climaxed in a long battle against what she called the liquor traffic. The battle started when she became head of the Young People's Loyal Temperance Legion in Hamburg during the 1890s. Born Ida Speakman in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, July 3, 1871, Mrs. Smith came to Hamburg with her mother 2 years later. She attended public school there and started teaching at the age of 16 after her graduation from high school. Later, she attended the University of Nebraska and a normal school, then taught at Missouri Valley, Iowa, and Des Moines. She lived in Evanston, Illinois, while she was WCTU president, but returned to Iowa in 1944 after her resignation. She again became state WCTU president, but resigned that post in 1945 because of her health. However, she remained as first vice president of the World WCTU. Mrs. Smith maintained the WCTU had resulted in location of a World War I Army training post at Des Moines, Camp Dodge, instead of at Minneapolis. In 1944, she testified before a Senate committee investigating expenditures of funds by the liquor interest and preached a sermon to the senators with a text from St. Matthew. During the latter years of her life, she spent much time at Council Bluffs, where a niece, Mrs. Grant Augustine Sr., lived. Mrs. Smith was married at Hamburg in 1889 to James A. Wise, who died in 1902. In 1912, she was married to Malcolm Smith of Cedar Rapids, who died in 1915. She had two children by Wise, one of whom survives. The Des Moines Register, Monday, September 4th, 1978, had an article entitled "A Lifetime Prohibitionist, Ida B. Wise Smith, a past president of the Iowa chapter of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, battled alcohol throughout her life. Her anti-liquor attitude began when she was a small girl when she noticed a terrible stench coming from a saloon in her native Hamburg, and her anti-liquor attitude lasted until her death in 1952. This marker is located in Union Park in Des Moines, Iowa. It sits towards the northeast corner of the park along East 9th Street to the east and Thompson Avenue to the north, and it reads as follows. Ida B. Wise Smith, 1871 to 1952. Born in Philadelphia, Ida B. Wise Smith rose to national prominence as an Iowan dedicated to the causes of women's suffrage, prohibition, and children's rights. Mrs. Smith pressed her causes in the political arena, achieving the enactment of a state prohibition amendment during her tenure as president of the State Woman's Christian Temperance Union. Following a 20-year term at this post, she served as president of the National WCTU from 1933 to 1945. She pushed for the enactment of the Iowa Children's Code and the establishment of the Child Welfare Research Station at the University of Iowa. Mrs. Smith was also an ordained minister in the Disciples of Christ Church. This monument was erected by the Iowa State Historical Department, the Division of the State Historical Society, and by the Polk County Historical Society in 1979.